So 2015 was a critical year for people coming to the awareness that we don't live in a spinning ball. You know, they call it the flat earth movement, they call it whatever. I call it stationary earth because people have an immediate mental reflex when they hear the word flat earth. They think of the stupid pictures that they show when Columbus theoretically proved that the earth was not flat. And it's garbage. It was a lie, right? It was effective. It worked. But what I've seen now for going on 11 years, 10 years, right? The movement has been in play. You got all these leaders, Mark Sargent, David Weiss, the guy that looks at it from the New Age. I just forgot his name. But anyway, you have these leaders. You have people that even left the movement, like Robbie Davidson, who's a Christian, and says, I don't believe it's flat anymore, which is nonsense. Can't change just because your thoughts change. Think about it. It is what it already is. It's always been what it's always been. The structure is rock and mountain, and it's air, and it's physical. The firmament is physical. The earth is physical. The depths, the foundations, the corners, the seas, and massive amounts of water. It is a structure built. It's like if you walk up to an old castle, 800-year-old castle at the top of a hill or a mountain. You're going to look at that castle and you're going to say it's been there a long time. If you decide to say to yourself, I don't really believe it's there. I don't believe it's built the way my eyes tell me it's built. I believe it's just a mirage, or I believe it's a wispy concept, right? It doesn't change the fact that it's a castle built really strong with stone and rigid things, right? All kinds of stone, heavy duty wood. And it was built by really talented people because the king paid, or the rich man, the baron, paid the best people to build him a great house. Well, Jesus is the perfect eternal Son of God, and he is the word expression of God. And when he spoke all things into existence, it's out of his mind, the mind of God. And out of the mind of God, who is eternal and immense and has no edge, he spoke a physical thing. It becomes physical because we're physical, right? Everything we see is physical. We live in a material world, but it's run by the spirit. It's either the spirit of evil, which mostly is today, because the whole spinning ball is a spiritual construct birthed by the Jesuits and put into all of the schools, put into the government, put into Antarctica Treaty, 1950s, and everybody has to agree that the earth spins and that we can go to the moon and that we're going to go to the stars someday and that there's life up there. And the Catholics are in charge of that, by the way, guys. And the Jesuits are Catholic. Dark, dark, dark part of the Catholic Church. You have the Black Pope. You have all this evil residing inside the history of the Catholic Church. And people don't know it. But they are the source of the spinning ball. They are the ones that put us on the merry-go-round. They're the ones that spun us and tortured us with this lie. Therefore, most of humanity, earth dwellers, humans made in the image of God, don't get to walk on the face of this earth, looking up to the throne nearby, not far away, with the sun and the moon and the stars under his feet, the one who walked on this earth, lived a perfect life, died a perfect death, rose again, defeated death, now sits at the right hand, and he's directly up, and we're under him, and he's not far away, and his white horse is near him, and the angels are near him, the elders, the cloud, the witness of people who died in faith, believing. They are near him, and they are not far away, physically. A few, maybe 50, 100, who knows how many miles, doesn't matter. It's near. It's physical. It's real because Enoch went there, describes it in a massively amazing book, right? Isaiah saw the throne. Ezekiel saw the throne. Paul saw the throne. Paul saw Jesus on a horse. So that means he's near. He's not another dimension because Paul saw him with his physical eyes. He felt him. He heard him with his physical ears, meaning Jesus has a voice. It's thunderous, it's loud, and it shakes everything. And it's near. If he wanted to shut everything down today, he could. and he's near, because his eyes are upon the earth below his feet, because he sits on a very real, real throne, full of light, bright light. Immense power emanates, and it's near. And I am called, Jonathan David Keener, to preach the throne, because that's what people are going to have to deal with soon. They will have to deal with that white horse and that throne and that thunderous voice and the shaking of the entire earth. And they're not ready.